having a little love in your heart. Friday it is. And we need to have a little bit more love in our heart. And have the Boy Scouts gone down that path, a little more love in their hearts. That's where we begin our overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. That's what we do during this hour of the Good Day program. Try to find some good things here. I think you'll maybe discuss and decide as I go through what I think are the big items of the day. Some of them I'm finding amusing and compelling. Well, all of them are compelling. That's why they're here. But we'll talk about a march that took place on Monsanto. But let's get started first with the Boy Scouts. And, there are a couple of stories that actually took place in the last 24 hours, which are absolutely sure to generate a lot of conversation over the weekend. You can join us with your input right now if you'd like at 888-302-3684. There'll be a lot of social media discussion. Let's first get to Manuel Borquez, who has details on the Boy Scout voting. The Boy Scouts now have officially voted to lift the ban on members being gay.
Scouts and PAC leaders opposed to lifting the ban on openly gay members lined the road outside the National Council meeting. The protest was organized by John Stemberger. He's a scout leader from Orlando.
This will devastate the Boy Scouts. It will devastate it legally, financially, and socially.
How?
Well, 200,000 to 400,000 young people will leave the program. This is their own estimates if they make this change.
1,400 Boy Scout leaders voted today by secret ballot. It was the climax of a multi-year battle over the issue. 70% of scout units are chartered by religious groups. Although surveys by the Boy Scouts found the majority of leaders and parents support the ban, most current scouts do not.
Why would you go after people who aren't even doing anything to harm you, who aren't doing anything wrong?
16-year-old Pascal Tessier is an openly gay scout from Maryland. His troop did not remove him despite the national ban.
You know, that's a 103-year-old organization. They've had those rules in place. Why should they change?
Simply because you've been teaching something for a long amount of time doesn't mean it's right.
If the organization were to alter its policy today, how would that affect you?
I would take my children out, and that's a very painful decision they contemplate. When they make a decision that puts the interest of a group of activists over the safety and the security of my sons, that's a program that I can no longer trust.
61% of delegates here voted to knock down the ban, but the ban on gay adult scout leaders remains in place.
All right, so it's okay to be gay and a kid in the Boy Scouts, but you can't be a gay leader. Yeah. Is that important to you? What about it, Kenny? What are they saying? What are folks on the mumble side of Twitter and Facebook saying about this?
There's not a whole lot of conversation about it yet since this happened kind of late yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that some who were posting who were scouts didn't understand why once they turn 18, if they're gay, they're out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's because they're an adult. Right?
Right.
That's it. You're gone. Facebook.com/good day or Twitter at good day. The email address is doug@dougstefan.com or to ken@dougstefan.com. Have comments that way. Yesterday, a mistrial was declared in the sentencing phase of the Jody Arias trial. It's pretty interesting. Jury found itself unable to unanimously agree on giving her the death penalty or whether she ought to get life in prison. Here's reporter Casey Wehan from the courthouse, and now people try to figure out, okay, what's next here in this?
A couple of the jurors had tears in their eyes. Very difficult moment for everyone involved in this case. Even the judge, when she was preparing to dismiss that jury, seemed to hesitate and halt a little bit in her speech, talking about what an extraordinary case this has been for them and thanking them for their service. I want to talk a little bit more, if I can, about a potential negotiated settlement. And I can tell you that people familiar with death penalty prosecutions and familiar with the prosecution's thinking in this case say that is definitely something that is on the table. It's not a certainty, but it's something that the prosecution is likely to consider. Having Jody Arias waive her right to appeals and accept a sentence of life without the possibility of release. It's something that could be on the table. There are now tools in the prosecution's favor that they can use in a new trial, which could compel the defense to agree to something like this. All of those news media interviews that Jody Arias granted, now they say, can be used in the prosecution's new penalty phase. They could show how she asked for the death penalty 2 weeks ago, and then just a few days ago said, spare my life. So there's a lot going in the prosecution's favor, and we could see negotiations happen.
All right, more drama there. Drama is what makes for good conversation, I guess, in a manner of speaking. 888-302-DOUG. I'm Doug Steffen. This is our review of some of the things that have happened in the last 24 to 48 hours that are making for good conversation with a lot of folks doing this sort of thing for a living, just so you get a sampling of what's going on in other areas of the country from where you may be. Up next, the story that probably impacts more of you than anything else we'll talk about. That's right after these words on Good Day.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. No, if people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This will do it for you. I'm almost willing to bet. Here's a radio host named Doug Cunningham who has Wisconsin dairy farmer Jim Goodman on his program. They talk about the March Against Monsanto, the protests that are scheduled all over the world starting today and going through the weekend.
The March Against Monsanto. You must have heard, like, a lot about it because it's a big deal. It's going to happen in 30 countries, over 250 cities, and events in the United States are slated to occur simultaneously in 47 states. So tell us about what the basic underlying issue is here with Monsanto and this big march against Monsanto.
Well, I think the basic issue is that Monsanto has become so dominant in the food system in that they control such a large percentage of the seeds that farmers plant. And you remember their first product, the bovine growth hormone. I think it's people are starting to want to take back control of the food system. They want to be able to know where their food comes from and how it's grown. The movement against eating GMOs is growing stronger all the time, and I think people want food labeled so they can make a choice.
Let people know who might not know what GMOs are.
GMOs are genetically modified organisms where a gene is pulled out of one organism, spliced into another. Bacteria are usually used, and they're cultured for a particular gene, and then that's inserted into, say, a corn plant, and then the corn is going to have insecticidal properties, so it will kill insects, or they can insert a gene that will give it resistance to a herbicide, so it will kill everything but the plant.
And in the process, of course, then Monsanto, I would assume, files a patent and owns that, right?
Exactly.
And then they control that, and then
Right. Farmers
are not free anymore to get seeds where they would like to get them. I mean, explain how that works. I mean, you're a farmer, and Monsanto is doing what it's doing to gain control over the seeds, and what happens to the farmer on your end of it?
Well, with soybeans, for example, when a farmer planted a crop of soybeans and harvested them in the fall, he would always save out what he would need to plant the next spring and either feed or sell the rest. But now, since, as you mentioned, Monsanto has a patent on that plant, he can no longer save seeds and replant them the next year. He has to buy new seeds every year.
And that's especially insidious because once you do that, once you buy those seeds from Monsanto, you're pretty much locked into always having to do that, right?
Pretty much. I mean, the availability of non-GMO soybeans or corn is really small because it has taken over the market to the extent where it's really hard to find non-GMO varieties.
And how did this get started, this idea of having a march against Monsanto in so many different places, 250 cities, more than 30 countries, 47 states here in the U.S.? How did something this big get rolling?
Well, it was just a grassroots effort by small farm organizations all over the world, consumer groups, environmental groups. And like I say, the momentum's been growing for the past couple decades against what Monsanto's been doing, and there have been other actions in the past, perhaps not this big, but I think with the Farm Bill coming up and there's attempts being made to get GM labeling on food products, that just kind of all came together and everybody decided that if we can organize worldwide, it would make a much bigger impact.
Also in Wisconsin this week, you may have heard of the story, farmer Vernon Hershberger, who is on trial for violating state agricultural licensing laws. The courtroom, several of the 10 children this gentleman has in there, listening to hours of testimony from witnesses. This trial's been going on all week because this guy sells meat, dairy products, that sort of thing, without what the state says is a proper license. There are farmers, rows upon rows of them, professionals from Madison, Wisconsin, young mothers, food freedom advocates. He is an Amishman. This is a rural community. There is lots of support for him. The outrage being exercised against the government here one more time when people have understood the power of a few with money against those in the mass who want something that they want to eat. Same thing as Monsanto, same sort of thing. So that trial continues. I don't think there's a conclusion to it yet. Maybe today, 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Music that's been around for decades. That song happens to be the number one song from this week in 1980. A fellow named Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind. If you're traveling this weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend, hopefully you'll be able to drive like the wind, although you can be sure there'll be a lot of traffic. The weather on the East Coast is wet. The storms from Oklahoma earlier in the week still kind of hanging around, so that may slow you down just a bit. Let's move into something that is another new item here in the conversation world. Here's host Janine Turner talking to Congressman Kerry Benalinivio. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? He's close anyway. He's introduced a bill which would require Congress to wait 7 days after a bill is posted online before it could be voted on, thus trying to ensure that all members have read what they're voting on. What a concept!
Yeah. This is what you say in your letter to your colleagues. You say, I want the listeners to hear this, quote, "It is a basic moral question that a member of Congress should only vote to pass legislation having read it and understood it. Every law exactly. affects how the American people live." I mean, isn't it sort of, I don't even know what the word is, like sorrowful, outrageous. Pathetic, unbelievable, outrageous, that people are passing, our representatives are up there sworn to protect and preserve and defend the Constitution and are passing bills that they don't even understand.
Exactly. And, you know, I got to be perfectly frank here. I try my darndest to read every single bill, every single one. And, you know, and I do. I get through them. But, you know, I'm so busy up here. I don't have time to digest it before I vote on it, because it's come up, it's, you know, it's put before me, and I got to vote on it based on what I read, and I have to rely heavily on my staff, who, you know, they have the time, they're paid to do that. And so I say, okay, what about this? What does that mean? You know, that kind of thing. And it helps, you know, it's kind of like being in an English class where I taught the radical writers of the late 18th century. It's probably really going to get me in trouble with the IRS because, I taught Thomas Paine and Patrick Henry, Thomas Jefferson, you know, those radical writers.
Yeah, those radicals, uh-huh. You read the Bills Act. I want to to know how I can support you with this, and how can Americans help you? Because it's pretty basic. It's just you believe that the congressmen and women should be able to read the bills, and so in your bill, Read the Bills Act, which you put forth on the floor in May, yes?
Yeah, well, this month, yes. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
And you also want to make sure that the bills, resolutions, and amendments will show how they've changed existing law with, you know, being easier to read. And you also want the resolution and floor amendment language, they must be posted to the public. And, you know, I really, really, and you also want it to be all the votes on bills to be taken by roll call. And these are all fabulous ideas.
But unfortunately, it's an uphill battle.
Well, it is. I know, but what can I do to help you? Because, you know,
there's a lot. Number one is I have the battlefield here. I have a good view of the battlefield, the position I'm at. And so I can tell you, you know, it's a tough battle. So there's a couple things. Number one, everybody, every single one of your listeners can write a letter to the congressman supporting Read the Bills Act. Because you remember Nancy Pelosi, she said, we got to pass it before we can read it. And look what the mess it got us into.
Uh-huh, exactly.
The Unaffordable Health Care Act. I'm sorry, I missed. That's not the proper. Well, that is the proper name. But
it's unaffordable, but they call it the affordable, yeah.
Right. Okay. Anyway, this is the problem. This, in Washington, there's a lot of half-truths, distortions, and lies. And it's about time that we're more accountable and transparent. I mean, America deserves that.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Think there are places in the world that you can't visit? You might be surprised to learn about the countries that welcome American travelers. Cuba has made the news recently with celebrity vacations and government licensing issues. But the bottom line is that you can travel there legally. A company called Inside Cuba has deals that discount as much as $300 on 6 different trips this year. Myanmar is another one of those places people think they can't go. It's not only possible, it's doable. And by going, you're helping to break down some political barriers. A company called Backroads even has a biking tour of the country this fall. Intrepid Travel has resumed its trips to Myanmar and works to include locally owned accommodations and transportation whenever possible. And if the country of Jordan wasn't on your bucket list before, it should be. You can get to places like Amman and the ancient wonder of Petra through operators like Intrepid and Abercrombie and Kent. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. 2 hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus this extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yes. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, reviewing the things going on in the world that are of interest and import. And there have been some things that we've heard a lot about. This past week has been full of discussion about the Apple tax hearing, which in and of itself, I know, Ken Kessler, that there have been a lot of thoughts that have been expressed, and most of them negative, not toward Apple, but negative toward the focus people get that Apple is not doing anything illegally. And what it does is sort of tie in number 10 and number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown show this week, which many people get to hear on a lot of these same stations, a three-hour review formally put together by you and the folks at talkers.com. Basically analyze what people are saying and thinking about the IRS, that it's so broken, it's almost beyond fixing. And the anger, we were talking about protests that are aimed against Monsanto this weekend, a lot of protesting going on as well as should be, aimed at the IRS. The fact the tax code is as crazy as it is, Apple getting basically the runaround when in fact they're doing their smart business people and they're doing what is legal and appropriate, frankly. Why should they be taxed on money they don't earn in America? And that's basically the question, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. The tax thing, the whole tax code is so complicated.
Ridiculous.
And I don't get why Apple gets singled out
right
for not breaking any laws. I could mm-hmm. understand if there was, you know, if there was money that was hidden and they refused to talk about it, or if there was something, even some kind of something shady, look might be doing something illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But all their I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed.
They're very open about the legalities of what it is that they're doing. And Americans are recognizing that and understanding with outrage that, I think the most interesting thing about the Apple idea is that Senator McCain asked Tim Cook the question most people ask: why do we constantly have to update the apps on our iPhones? And that's, maybe that's the best thing that came out of it. A lot of late night jokes about that on the late night circuit, talk show circuit. And again, I think it's pretty appropriate. All right, so let's move back into some of the other items. There are some new things. As I said, the discussion of this bill introduced by a congressman from Michigan, which would require people in Congress to wait 7 days once the bill is posted for them to read before they could vote on it. Hopefully then they'd actually know what the heck they were voting on. So that's an item that I think will have some traction. Hopefully it will over the weekend and into next week. We have a long 3-day weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend. So maybe some of this, I hope it doesn't get lost in the dust. I'll do my best to keep it in people's minds as we enter into next week. There's an interesting discussion going on that we've heard on several radio stations that we listen to. Here is a conversation that hosts Rebecca Marshall and the Steve Leader had as they conversed with legal analyst Andrew Cohen. The focus is the Federal Appeals Court decision to keep the photos of Bin Laden dead, Bin Laden photos, or photos of Bin Laden dead, from being released.
You won't be seeing any photos of Osama bin Laden after he was killed by U.S. commandos. That's because the Federal Appeals Court has backed up the government's decision not to release these pictures. So who took this case to court?
Judicial Watch, the conservative watchdog group, which often files lawsuits trying to get more access to more information, filed the lawsuit, said that whatever government interest there was in keeping these photos secret was outweighed by the public's right to have access to this to these photos. And so far, every court that's looked at the issue has said no. The balance has to be in favor of secrecy, that the administration's made a compelling case for why the photo should remain private, probably for quite some time.
So you think we'll never see the bin Laden death photos?
I don't think we see the bin Laden death photos for 50 years.
And Andrew,
I think they're going to be sealed at least that long. I think that the longest the government believes that releasing them would generate hostility and resentment in the Middle East, and of course that's been the argument, I think the courts are going to be very deferential in this circumstance. I don't think we're going to see them in our lifetime.
That was my question. I wonder, you know, why? Because they are afraid that it would inflame the Middle East.
Right. That's what the Obama administration has said. We're going to keep this stuff secret. It has already been used as a propaganda tool. We don't want to add fuel to the fire.
All right. No more food to the fire. I don't know. I don't want to see the pictures anyway. Who wants to see those pictures? You want to see them?
Me either. No, not interested at all.
No. 888-302-3684. We have enough death and destruction, horror. Look at the pictures that came from Oklahoma this week. I mean, just think about the images that you've dealt with this week. The images from Oklahoma, the image in London of that soldier hacked up by that maniac. You can stop right there. Why do you need to see all of that stuff? Oy, man. Okay, so next up here, as we review what is going on conversationally with perhaps a lot of the time you've spent listening to conversation radio, here is yet there's a list that's out this week, and the list is focused on the most hated countries in the world. Number one on the list is Iran. If you were watching Conan O'Brien last night, he took a shot at, and I don't know if we have it in our overview of some. Do we have that, Michael? All right, so as you play that, if you have it, here's Conan O'Brien with a focus on Iran being the most hated country and who's upset about it.
New international poll just came out, and it finds that the least popular country in the world is Iran. Least popular country in the world is Iran. After hearing this, North Korea said, what do we have to do?
Anyway, here are Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to Simon Owen about North Korea running more missile tests, even though nobody seems to be paying any attention to what they're doing. What do we have to do to get into that number one slot?
I kind of thought that, and obviously maybe incorrectly so, that a lot of this North Korean jibber-jabber, if you will, had all kind of settled down, that we were on the downslope of all of that, but apparently North Korea is still interested in flexing his muscle.
Well, it is to a degree. I mean, this is a sign, perhaps, according to some analysts, that this is North Korea saying it's ready to talk. Actually, it may seem a funny way of attracting attention, but it is a way of attracting American and South Korean attention. And remember, while it may have died down on the world stage, North Korea's economy remains crippled under some pretty tough and swinging international sanctions. So it still wants them to be shifted. These are pretty low-key missile launches that it seems it's been carrying out over the past few days. But they are nonetheless test launches. They're all short range, which enrages South Korea because it means this is sort of weapons that could hit its capital, Seoul. But as far as the rest of the world is concerned, it's not something that's quite so provocative. And even for Seoul, I think it's just the fact that the tensions are so high at the moment that was behind the reason that they condemned this pretty strongly, actually. The UN also condemned it, although the Pentagon was relatively calm about it. This is not the same as a couple of months ago. North Korea said it's entitled to test its military arsenal. Other countries do that as well. And it does seem to have just come at a time of heightened tension. That's why it's getting attention. But really, these short-range tests are fairly routine, and there's no rhetoric or TV news announcements coming with it suggesting that this is about to be the start of some massive attack.
Now, Simon,
North Korea says it's bolstering its defenses.
It feels like that you've got North Korea getting as close to the line as they can get. We keep hearing about warnings from the United States and South Korea. What is being, you know, I think about a child that you say don't do this, and they're getting closer and closer. At what point will action be taken? I mean, what warnings are being issued that will prevent them from stepping across that line?
Well, it's tough to know with a country that's quite so closed, but I think it will come down to all the experts on the outside watching for when North Korea gets nearer to having its own nuclear bomb that it can mount on a long-range missile, because that is when, in theory, it could fire something at the west coast of the US, and it's made no secret of its dislike for the United States. However, that is thought to be a good way away. I mean, a rough guess, perhaps a year or probably longer. And in the meantime, I'm sure there's all sorts of behind-the-scenes discussions going on about how this will be a case that, you know, when it was a bit more tense a few months ago, the talk from the US was that North Korea will not be tolerated within the international community as a nuclear power. That's quite carefully worded. You know, there's no word on what the consequences would be, because it may be going slowly, but clearly North Korea presumably is moving forward at a slow pace towards getting what it wants. But for the time being, and for the medium term at least, it's nowhere near, we understand, what it claims it is capable of doing.
All right. So North Korea, who cares, basically? I think that's the bottom line there. I don't care. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf? Who's afraid of those foolish people in North Korea? Just a lot of noise. They just want money, and we're foolish enough to give it to them. That's what really galls me. Let's talk about the, or maybe we can focus on for a moment or two, the Oklahoma tornado, when next we continue here on the Good Day program.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
I'm out summertime, zip, baby. Need something to keep you cool.
It's the 35th anniversary of the debut album from the iconic band Van Halen. Entertainment and technology journalist Mike Etchart talks about this revolutionary hard rock band that set the stage for the rock and heavy metal resurgence of the decades to follow.
The album was released on February 10th.
10th of 1978 and sold well right out of the box on the strength of the singles You Really Got Me and then Running With the Devil. And the album ended up having about five songs that got played on rock radio to death. The band hit the road shortly thereafter, and by all accounts, you did not want to have Van Halen opening up for you. Mind you, they had played in clubs for 3 hour sets a night. They were an excellent live band, and after doing stints on the road opening for Journey and Black Sabbath, they gained a well-deserved reputation of having a fantastic live show. By the end of October, that record had been certified platinum, a million albums sold. Their manager at the time was Marshall Burl, who was the nephew of Milton Burl. So the record company, Warner Brothers Records, to commemorate sales of 1 million albums, decided to throw them a big platinum release party at a strip club in Los Angeles. So there's Milton Berle presenting the band with their platinum awards. That album ended up being on the Billboard charts for 169 weeks in a row. The record eventually went on to sell more than 10 million copies.
That's the self-titled debut album from Van Halen, released 35 years ago. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Get your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Continuing a focus on Oklahoma, hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talk to the United Way's Michael Weiner about charity fatigue.
When you stop and think about it, look at the number of recent tragedies. I mean, where Americans have been asked time and time again to step up.
Tragedies and a series of storms.
The sun rose over Boston.
Beautiful little kids.
Runners laced up their shoes.
West Texas. Gunmen opened fire at a movie theater.
Destructive tornadoes.
Boy, it's like been one after another, hasn't it?
No question that these are tragedies across the country. The focus over the last nine months, Hurricane Sandy, the Marathon, the Boston Marathon, the Texas plant explosion, now Oklahoma. Clearly, these are extraordinary events. They're disasters. And the nice thing about the giving side of this is that people are naturally generous. And so when we talk about donor fatigue, which, by the way, some experts believe that it's really a myth. Donor fatigue is defined as it's like a phenomenon where people no longer give to charities, although they gave in the past. But many people believe that if you do good fundraising and relationship building, donors will support you and they'll stick around. When disasters reach, it's a different event. If people want to react immediately, they look at their contributions, their philanthropy in an incremental way. And now that there's technology, it's very easy for people out of area to figure out ways to give. Red Cross and text messaging for contributions is one example.
So these disasters, even though they do come one on top of the other, it seems, it really doesn't make it more difficult for you to, let's say, raise money for the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County because you have a way of explaining it?
That's a great question, John. I'll say a couple of things. First, look at our campaign this year and over the last 3 years. This community has been extremely generous. They've been supporting our value proposition in the community, and our growth trend line in campaign is a direct result of that. I would say, however, if there was a disaster in our immediate community, the likelihood is, and you see this, a good example is Hurricane Sandy. My colleagues downstate, the United Way's downstate, they actually saw reductions in their campaign, annual campaign, as a direct result of the disasters that have occurred in their community. A big part of that is because people's lives are so disrupted that their annual giving practices change. However, in New York City, in that downstate area, over $9 million was generated through the local United Ways to support relief efforts, to complement the work of Red Cross, FEMA, and so on. So there is that potential that in an immediate area where there is a crisis, like in the case of Oklahoma, I'm sure local United Ways are going to be devastated by the fact that families are so disrupted. However, there will be other relief efforts to complement the needs of those families and those individuals.
The Scandals revisited plus Memorial Day next year on the Good Day program.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stefan, this is the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here sort of overviewing some of the things that have happened or are happening conversationally around the country. And the number one item this week, certainly the IRS scandals, the scandals in general. There are 7 of them that we've gone over any number of times this week. This seizing of records of reporters, there's a Fox News thing, there's a CBS News thing, there's the AP News stuff. Here are our hosts Chip Franklin and LaDonna Harvey talking to analyst Fred Tesi about a previous move by the Justice Department, which went after a reporter from Fox.
Journalist, First Amendment watchdogs, government figures, and you and I should all be outraged at what has happened. This is the revelation that the Justice Department was investigating the news gathering activities of a reporter. He happened to be a Fox News reporter, but it matters because we know the administration hates Fox News.
Well, but they were also, remember, investigating Associated Press reporters.
The difference is they were investigating James Rosen as a potential
co-conspirator.
Of course, you know Fred Tesi is our legal go-to guy. He's also a former federal prosecutor, and he was pretty pissed when we were talking about this on the phone yesterday. He and I were just talking. And how upset are you, Fred?
I'm absolutely outraged. Apoplectic is the word that I would use if I was still studying for the SAT. This is outrageous. And I'll tell you something. There's a huge difference between this and the AP story. In the AP, all they did was get what they call trap and trace or pen registry information, which is length of calls, length of these emails, to whom and from whom. This guy from Fox, these people, an FBI agent, swore out a criminal complaint to
said that there's probable cause to believe that this reporter had violated federal law as a co-conspirator and got a warrant and seized and read his personal email. You talk about Big Brother. You talk about any type of evil government maneuver that you want to talk about, and this is it.
Now, when they were looking into Rose and his conversations, visits to the State Department, what exactly did they think that he had done, and with whom?
Well, what they did is they took his badge, which is, I guess, an electronic chip, and they were able to determine what date he was in the State Department. And he was looking into a story about whether or not, it had to deal with whether or not the North Koreans were going to fire a missile. And this was back in, like, 09 and 010. And he wrote a story about it. And all he did was his job. He attempted to collect information from people at the State Department. And for that, some FBI agent came to the conclusion that he was a co-conspirator. I mean, this whole thing about, you know, Eric Holder makes me want to throw up, quite frankly, when I see him say that people's lives are at risk. When the AP story, that's a load of garbage.
Yeah.
Complete garbage.
By the way, just to put this in perspective, never in the history of our country has a reporter ever been prosecuted for seeking classified information, ever, until now.
No. And I will also tell you that the Obama administration has done more criminal investigations to determine leaks, sources of leaks, than every other administration since the dawn of time combined.
God bless him, huh? All right, speaking of God blessing them, this is Memorial Day weekend, originally known as Decoration Day. Next Monday, a lot of stories, the people that you'll see in the parades, the things that people remember about those who have given from the Civil War to the wars that we've been involved in this past century. This is the holiday that means the most to lots of people who have put on the uniform. It's the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. Think about it. The veteran, not the reporter, who's given you freedom of the press. It's the veteran, not the poet, who has given you freedom of speech. It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who's given you freedom to assemble. It's the veteran, not the lawyer, who's given you the right to a fair trial. It's the veteran, not the politician, who's given you the right to vote. It's the veteran who salutes the flag. It is the veteran who serves under the flag. So as we think about what you may be confronted with, a lot of sales this weekend, you can buy a car cheaply, you can buy a lot of towels and sheets cheaply, you can have your barbecues, you can enjoy the pool, but all of those things, when you think about it, are made possible by those people who, over the course of the last couple hundred years, have put on a uniform and protected all of the rights that I just enumerated. So will you hold them close to your heart and in your mind over the weekend? I think that would be appropriate, frankly. That's what I'm going to do. Hope you do as well. 59 past the hour. This is a good day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.